BCB. Now, Apple has unveiled their new product range, including a TV box with its own app store and new iPhones that can detect how firmly their screens are being pressed. And here to have a chat to us about the different products they're going to be bringing out is John Popham, who's a tech expert. Good afternoon, John. Hi there. Well, Apple have sort of been on the quiet for a little while, and the iPad hasn't had a sort of new iteration come out for a while. What do you think spurred them on to get a new range of products out?
Well, I think partly is they do this every year anyway, but I think you're right that they have been a bit quiet, and people have questioned whether or not they've lost their way, really, because people have not got that excited about any of their stuff. But, you know, people who like Apple get excited anyway, so yeah. There's quite a lot of announcements at the event yesterday, and as you implied, there is a new iPad, which is a bigger one, than they've had before.
Yeah.
About a 12.9-inch screen. I don't know if people are going to buy that one, but lots of people will buy it. But whether it'll take off is another thing.
Yeah, it's pretty huge, isn't it? Because its shortest side is now bigger than the iPad Air's longest side. Just to sort of give an idea of what kind of size it is. Who are they aiming this at?
It's difficult to say, really. I suppose I saw somebody said this morning that Apple are now letting Google and Microsoft do their market research for them, because this thing looks to me very much like the Microsoft Surface, which has been out for a few years now. And sort of what Microsoft have been trying to do is to say to people, well, this is a sort of hybrid tablet laptop, and you can replace your laptop with this. And I think very much the iPad Pro is in that market now, that you don't need a laptop because you've got this big screen. It comes with well, you can't add a smart keyboard to it, which isn't cheap, but you can add it to it. And also, they've said it's for designers and people who need accuracy, because they've now introduced this thing called the Apple Pencil as well, which is a smart pencil. Not cheap. They're selling it at $99 in the States, and it'll probably be £99 here.
Yep.
I think at one time, I think Steve Jobs was quoted as saying that the finger is the best pointing instrument that ever invented, but maybe his successors at Apple have now backed down on that, so they've actually introduced their own pointing instrument.
Presumably, we assume that the larger iPad is going to have the same app store as its smaller counterparts, but there's sort of a lack of really in-depth kind of editing tools for the iPad that just usually is provided by a laptop or a desktop.
Yeah, I think when the iPad was first introduced, it was very much seen as a sort of entertainment device. I think people struggled, and still do to an extent, struggle to actually use it to create things. Over time, that has changed, and people are now using iPads to make things, which they weren't the first. It was, you know, it was very much a read, write, watch video, and all that sort of stuff on it. And I suppose this is the next stage in that it will sort of emulate a laptop, really, and particularly with the pencil and the keyboard added to it. That you know, this will be, to many people, it will be the only device they need to have. You don't need to have a laptop or anything else. This is it.
Presumably, developers will be getting on board, thinking up new ways to make use of the extra screen, I suppose.
Yeah, I would have thought so. And it'll be interesting now that there'll be a challenge now, because apps will sort of, you know, they'll have to fit three different sizes of the screen, really. The big one, the normal iPad, the iPad Mini. You know, and it's a bit of a challenge that, to make sure that they render properly on all sides of the screen.
Yeah. Well, they've talked about as well this new TV box with its own app store. In what way does this differ from the Apple TV that people might have seen or even have now in their homes?
Well, I think that is quite a big upgrade. And I think what they've said is that they're now going to bring the app store to television. And it's sort of trying to take TVs into the new smart arena. I think it's going to be a separate app store from the iPad and iPhone app store. But so you now have apps on your phone. They're introducing Siri on the television, so you'll be able to just talk to your TV and tell it to search for things. And I think one of the sort of game-changer thing, I think, is that they have said that the new Apple TV will be capable of playing some very high-end games. So it's actually going into the realms now of competing with games consoles like Xbox and PS4 and all those sorts of things. So I think it's another area now, where Apple is taking on some of the big industry boys in quite a new area to itself.
We'll have to see how they get on. The iPhone doesn't seem to be having too much news on it other than the touchscreen. Do you think it's going to have the same kind of level of success as we go on?
Well, I don't know. I mean, one thing about iPhone is, they've had quite a lot of criticism about the cameras, and Apple have had a very big marketing campaign around iPhone cameras and what wonderful photos you can take with them, but they have been left behind, I think, in terms of camera developed by some of the other phones that are out there.
Yeah, sure.
So that they have quite significantly upgraded the camera on. Normally, because this is iPhone 6S, and normally when it goes S, it's a sort of minor upgrade, but the camera's gone quite a big way. It's gone up from 8 megapixels to 12 megapixels.
Mm-hmm.
And they've added the ability to take 4K video, which is like ultra HD video. And I don't know whether you'll do that because it creates such huge, massive files. I don't know, but that it can do it. And then you've got this 3D touch, which is, I've not quite worked out what it's for yet, but the fact is it will be able to recognise different firmness of touches and do different things based on how firmly you're touching it. So, it remains to be seen what that actually does, but it sounds interesting.
Sometimes I think the companies come up with a concept and want it to be used one way, and then people find very different ways of using it once it's actually released. So we'll have to see what the developers come up with and the app creators out there, I guess.
Well, yeah, I think that's right. And, Steve Jobs always said that he wasn't interested in what people wanted. He did things that he liked, and then, and then he made people want them.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, a lot of this stuff is going to be just a dream for some people, because the iPad Pro is going to be up to £700 that they're thinking it's going to be retailing for. So they're not interested in pricing people into the market, are they?
No, but... they have their own market, and people will buy these. There'll be queues in the shops.
For sure.
25th of September, when these things go on sale, there'll be queues around the block in the shops. I can bet you there's plenty of people prepared to throw their money at Apple still.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, John. We'll have to keep an eye on it and perhaps have a play with a few of these things when they come out. Thanks very much.
All right.
Okay. Cheers. Bye. John Bobbin there, tech expert, talking to us about the new Apple product range. This is Heim with If I